is not a man that he should lie. That's why I know everyone listen to my voice. You are protected in the name of Jesus. In Matthew chapter 11, it said, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So there's rest that is granted in Christ. But it said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. It said, rest is sure, but there's a process. It said, learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, then you shall find rest to your souls. Matthew 11, 28, 29. God wants us to enjoy rest. He said, come and learn. When he met the first man, he said, follow me and I will make you. So you can never be made until you follow. When he called Matthew chapter 4, verse 19, he said unto them, follow me and I will make you. And I will do what? So there's something that will make you in life to have rest. It is called wise planning. It is called what? So the message is wise planning. Wise planning makes you a winner without sweat. In life, you stop winning, you stop succeeding when you stop planning. To live a successful life on a continuous basis, you must be a wise planner. If things are not working, check how you have planned in the previous. If you are not planning, nothing will work around you. Yeah, this truth. In life, you are either planning or you are playing. What is planning? Planning is nothing but the application of logical, rational, and analytical thinking of your objective. In Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 9, it says, moreover, the profit of the earth is for all. It's for what? And the king himself is about the field. So we are men of equal opportunity. He said, entire earth, the profit. So God does not love one nation than the other. It is how people plan that determines what they get. Is someone going to say here? To make the most of life, you must embrace planning. You must embrace what? Hear this truth and hear me well. Prayer is not a substitute to planning. You didn't get what I said? Fasting is not a substitute to planning. Not even faith is a substitute to when God wanted creation, he didn't use prayer, he used planning. If you see Genesis chapter 1, you can see order. You can see what? God did not just said, let there be fish, let there be water. It took time to plan. Before the fishes, he planned water first. He made sure there was water for the fish to stay. Do you understand what I'm saying? Before the animals, there was bush. Before man, there was a garden. you can see order. You can see what? Anywhere you see disorder, anywhere you see chaos, no plan. When you see somebody running around for anything, he refused to plan. Come on, sir, here. There are many prayer warriors who are gallant failures because they think prayer is a substitute to planning. Planning is a non-transferable responsibility in the life of anyone that wants true success. You know why? In life, you don't know the worth of what you have until you become committed in planning. One thing planning does, it gives value to time. Planning gives value to your resources. It gives value to your pursuits. A man that has a plan, he can't just play with his time. Am I communicating with you? Most of us, we just wake up to the day and just work. That's why you find yourself going up and down. Before you wake any day, make sure you write the previous day what you want to do that day and give them time. The reason your life is not organized is because there was no plan the previous day. Any day you plan, watch, when you walk in the office, you'll be more organized than when you don't plan. When you don't plan, you'll be so busy and not be effective. You know what I'm saying? You know people don't plan in any office, they do muscle work. You see them very busy. When you see someone running from here, running here, they don't plan. That you're busy does not mean you're effective. It is people that plan that make progress. There are many of us who are so busy, looking so busy, yet we are not effective because we have no plan. We have no what? Tap your neighbor. You can't use prayer to cover up for planning. God did not pray to create things. He planned. You know, we think we can use prayer for everything. Come on, tell them about prayer is not everything. If I even want to pray, you plan pray. You do what? You plan pray. Even prayer, you plan it. You do what? You don't just get up to pray. You plan the scriptures. You take time to put the scripture before you pray. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? To a non-planner, nothing is sufficient. But yet, before your planning can produce meaningfully, there are certain laws you must embrace. You cannot be able to plan effectively except you embrace certain laws. Before I can be an effective planner, I must embrace, number one, the law of reasoning. Law of what? The law of what? Reasoning. Now, hear this. In Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18 and 19, he said, come now, let us what? Who is speaking? Did they say, come, let us pray? Excuse me. Did God say, let us pray? He said, let us what? So, not everything you pray, there are things you reason. God said, come, I want to reason with you so that you can sit down to plan your life. In verse 19, he said, if you can reason well, he said, if you be willing to obey, you shall eat the good of the land. So there's good in every land if you can reason. Now, things are not working. Why do you go to pray? Sit down. Now, listen carefully. Listen. I want to be very practical in my teaching. Things are not working for you. You are not working. Every man that comes to you, listen. You're a young lady. Every man that comes disappoints you. Every man that comes disappoints you. You have been praying. Stop praying. Find out why they are dumping you after 2-3 months. Eat on the prayer. No devil. 5 men have come. The whole 5 left you after 2 months. Sit down and listen. Why are they leaving me after 2-3 months? Number one, am I so arrogant? 2, what are they complaining about? You don't just throw all their complaints. Everyone tells you don't to boss me. So you sit and say, am I walking as if I'm the man and they are the woman? You don't pray. You listen. So what is the prodigal son did not pray. Every
Every poor man hear this. Until you listen, you can't come out of poverty. What is making me to be poor? I did the first contract, I'm broke. Second contract, I'm broke. There must be something I'm doing that is not right. Everything, get up. Okay, pray for me. Pray. Pastor, pray. Every contract, they take it from me. Listen down. Why are they taking the contracts from me? Do I execute my job as I quoted? Am I communicating with you? My husband is always trying to slap me. My wife is always abusing me. What is making her abuse me every now and then? But you are busy praying. Pray, my husband, he doesn't like coming home. Your husband does not go home. Do you create an atmosphere for him to come? There are houses where the men get scared to come back home. As the man, the woman may not talk, but the place is tense. You know, a woman creates an atmosphere for the home. Every home is conducive or tense by the woman. A woman can create an atmosphere peaceful. And a woman can decide not to talk, but the whole atmosphere is tense because she's the owner. No home can be comfortable without the woman. If a woman wants to keep a husband uncomfortable, it's very simple. Very simple. Only our body language will make the man get scared. There are men who want to come home, but when they remember their wives, they say, no, not going. So the woman should sit down and ask questions. Why is this thing not happening? You say the man is demon possessed. You should also ask, are you also reasoning your way? He's not born again, so he has a reprobate mind. So you create an atmosphere for him to bring him to Christ. Am I talking? Your first target is to reason. Now listen. Reasoning is the principal raw material for effective planning. Why am I saying so? There was a problem in Acts chapter 6 in the church. If you read Acts chapter 6, 1 to 7, the church had a problem. Women were grumbling. Hebrew women with the Grecian women were grumbling in the church. Peter, James, and John did not pray. The Holy Ghost never said to them, not everything are waiting for God. There are things, why did God, the reason why God gave you mind is to give him rest.
Go nowhere, because this message continues shortly.
The Power Vision. See you at the top. Succeeding with challenges.
Everything to make you a success is already
here. Time to make news.
Every man of impact is a productive thinker.
Unlimited success. Get these exclusive books by David Abiyomir as it gives you an undeniable insight on your path to a successful, healthy life. Read these books on Success Series and make ready your path for success. Be inspired, motivated. Get a copy of these books or you could pull a call across to us on +234 703 897 5714 or visit our website www.smhos.org, or you could visit any of the leading bookstores around you.
It's not everything God will speak. If God has to speak in everything, why did he give you mind to listen? Did he speak to you to eat? I never ever prayed, oh God, I want to eat between beans and rice. What do I eat? Am I talking to someone here? Listen, you have to put your mind to work. You listen your way. You listen your what? When there was a problem in the Acts of the Apostles, Peter said, this problem is distracting us from reading the word of God and praying. Therefore, let us select men out of us who will be busy caring for these women and we give ourselves to the word of God. Did they pray? Excuse me. They saw that this argument is distracting them. It's what? Every day they will come, Peter, Jesus, and settle two women quarreling. They said, no. If we do like this, we'll never have time for the word of God. Out of listening. Out of what? They said, let's plan it. Let's begin to look at men who will busy taking care of these ones. Let's face the word of God. Come on, sir, here. Are you getting what I'm saying? But this says nothing. Pray. Have you prayed? It was not. Listen, look at the prodigal son, for instance. Prodigal son sat down like they say, why am I eating food of pigs? when my father has surplus.
Did he pray?
Excuse me, Mr. Prayer. I'm not playing down on prayers. Please don't misquote me. I love prayers. But he said, why am I, my father has so much and I'm eating the food of people? You have been born again for 6 years. You are still begging people to pay transport. Listen now. It's got so wicked that somewhere you are disobeying God. 6 years born again, you are still begging for transport money. No, boy, don't tell me that the devil is your problem. You have a problem somewhere. Listen, how can I be begging after 6 years? I eat my tithe. I tell lies. When they give me a job, I won't do it. So listen your way. Boy, you getting what I'm talking about? You are broke after 6 years of born again. The devil is not your problem. Listen your way. What is making me to be broke? You can never plan. Why am I broke? After I got a big job. I think after I got a job, I spend the money stupidly. Listen. Until you reason, you can never come out of prisons. Sit down and reason. Why am I not going forward? Are you hearing what I'm saying? You don't, even if you want to pray, listen, pray. Do what? Permit me. Prodigal son said, I will arise. But he came to him. He sat down and said, hey, I think the life I'm living is the reason behind this hardship. You remember? Luke 15, 17 down. He said, I am not living a good life. I took money from my father and wasted it. Are you hearing me now? Come on, start here. Because his reasoning evolved into a plan. Into what? You know, it was from reasoning. He said, I will arise and go to my father. If he never reasoned, there wouldn't have been a plan. That's where I'm going. It was from his reasoning he began. It metaphorized into a plan. And then his plan graduated to an action. Am I communicating with you? He reasoned, he said, what am I doing here? And then he had a plan. He said, I will arise and go to my father. From that plan, there was action. Now, hear this. Without reasoning, you can't succeed. Reasoning metaphors into a plan then got into an action. That is why you see many people want to start praying, they don't get results, because the first thing they have to do, they have not done. Come on, start here. May your reasoning change your story. If you must win, there is something you must avoid. I call it the Bethesda syndrome. Bethesda what? In John chapter 5, there was a man at the pool of Bethesda. He said, there was no man to help me. Verse 7, precisely. This man, the impotent man, has no plan to escape. He was waiting for a man to help him. Now, the Bible said, he was by the pool for how many years? 38 years. What stops him permanently putting his leg in the water? Does any angel come meet me? He was busy looking for who to help him. Hello? Many people are where they are, expecting who to help you. Nobody will help you. You get up and help yourself. Who are you waiting to help you? Your government? Your brother in overseas? Are you handicapped? You are waiting for a man to help you. Help yourself now. Am I coming? Now, since you have been waiting, nobody has helped you. Why not get up from where you? Like, you want to. 38 years. You're only. Tell your neighbor, reason your way out of that challenge. And plan your way out. Shout hallelujah. Because what is inside of you is enough to take you to the next phase of your life. He said, the kingdom of God is within you. Luke 17:21. So if I have the kingdom of God within me, I should think revolutionary thoughts to take me to the next phase of my life. What you have is enough if you know how to plan wisely. If you're a committed planner today, you'll be an outstanding winner tomorrow. Tell your neighbor, please, it's time to plan wisely. But to start with the planning, embrace the law of reason. Now look at your life. Sit down and reason. Sit down and what? Why are things like this? Why am I passing through this? Ask questions, you get answers. Why is that every beginning of the year I'm under so much pressure? The Almighty God planned. The God himself did what? He made sure there was no fish until there was water. He took time. You know, when they say a day, 1,000 years is like a day. So when they say on the sixth day, it can be 1,000 years. They say 1,000 years like a day in the sight of God. So when they say first day, it doesn't mean that 1, 2, 3. It can be 1,000 years. I don't mean that that's what. Are you going to answer now? So the Almighty God who could do everything say, hey, I have order. I have planning. Before these fishes come, water be there. You have not finished school. You are still in school. Somebody is paying your school fees. You are busy buying clothes. Who will know you for clothes now? Can I humble all the young ladies? Nobody marries a woman because she wears clothes. They marry you for who you are. Otherwise, those who dress well should be marrying the best. So, first and foremost, think of your school. Hello? Did you hear me at all? Plan that when you graduate, clothes are no issue. But you say, no. I must look. Then by the time they say school fees, you are believing God. Is that wisdom? It's stupidity. Men do all of that, though. You know, we are close to the end of the year. Now, people are planning for one day event. Can I humble you? Can I humble you? Now, be sincere to yourself. How many of you have planned for next year? Written down. I don't mean in your head. It's not up to 1%. That you wrote down for the year coming. I have a plan. I want to send my first son to overseas. I want to build this house. I'll start by January. Every month I'll put in this. You have not written down the plan for next year. Yet you want to succeed. See how you want to succeed? It's not in Jesus' name. It's not a prayer issue. He said in Jesus' name. It's not in Jesus' name. You have to plan. It's not prayer. I said it's not prayer. You have to what? That's what I'm teaching you. He said in Jesus' name. It's not a prayer. It's not a faith issue. Stupid issue. If you've not written anything down, just know you are stupid before I preached. Success is not, they don't wish it. If wishes were us, it's men were. Okay. He said, come, let us what? See God. When you, he said, be imitators of God. Is that not what the Bible says? Be a what? Ephesians 5:1. Take time to follow God's pattern. You know why we have a problem in our society? No plan. No what? No plan. No plan. So somebody can just get up and tell you, say, boy, we are going for burial. They say, oh, we'll go next week. If you have plans, somebody cannot just come and call you for burial. Daniel said in Daniel chapter 2, when they had challenge 14 and 16, he said, give us time. Give us what? Give us what? Daniel said, this challenge, give us what? Time. Daniel chapter 2, 14 to 16. If you want to get the best out of your mind, you need time out. You must take time out. Proverbs 18 verse 1. Through desire, a man having separated himself, seeketh and terminate with all wisdom. Is that true, sir? If you want the best, always create time out of the noisy environment to get what you want. Because not everything coming to you is right. So for you to get it right, you must think right. And to think right, you must separate yourself. Time is precious. Time is what? That's why they say time is money in business world. Don't play with time. Don't play with what? Invest time. If you must be a good planner, you must invest time. You have a challenge. Have you ever separated time to face that challenge? Planners are people who separate time to face issues. You have a challenge, but you have never created. But you are busy here and there, making phone calls to everybody when you have not called the Most High God. Come on, sir, here. Now, if you read the Bible, Isaac, for instance, separated himself. Isaac did what? In Genesis 24, 53, he said he went to meditate. He went to do what? And we all know that Isaac became a prosperous man. May God give you understanding. You must value time. You must value what? If you don't invest your time, Satan will destroy it. Life abhors vacuum. Either you separate your time to think, or Satan takes your time. The time you don't invest, Satan will use it. Stop looking for who to blame. It's time to invest into your life. Number three, the law of information. The law of what? If you must be a planner, you must go for relevant information in that area you want to plan. Is that true, sir? Both spiritual information, career information, you must go for what? You must be informed on the subject matter. Without facts, you can't be fat. Go for relevant facts to achieve your goals. In life, if you don't have a goal, you'll be moving like a goat. So sit down for information. Sit down for what? It's a good understanding given what? Favor. But the word of ignorance is hard. Because it's hard. Proverbs 30 verse 15. Come on, hear this. If your information must bless you, then sit down from listening, separate time, and then put information to use. Is that clear, sir? Stop working with purposeless people who are going nowhere. You either working with wise. The reason why many of us don't have information is because I don't have enough. If you have information, you will say I don't have enough, because what you have will be enough to start with. Plan is simply using what you have to get to what you want. So you can use what you have where you are to get what you want. As you can use what you have where you are to get what you want. Because if you can think enough, what you have is enough. Start from where you are.
The greatest miracle is not a miracle that eyes are open. The greatest miracle is not that the lame walked. The greatest miracle is not that you bought a house. The greatest miracle is the miracle of salvation. If you have not met Jesus, I want to pray specially with you. Just pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from the dead to save me. Right now, with my mouth, I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen.